Blog Talk Radio.
There's been a drought for way too long. We need to sing our freedom song. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Lord, we need to hear your voice. Our hearts are open, we have no choice. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Send your last breath.
Listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it blesses my soul to welcome you to Taking It to the Streets for this July 4th, 2022. We all pray that you have all been enjoying your Independence Day weekend, and we pray that you are all remaining safe, and we're so grateful that you have joined us here tonight. Now, as always, like I said, I am Apostle Shalene Cook, but I am being joined on tonight by some very anointed servant leaders in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, and Apostle Zeta Flowers. And on tonight, we want to welcome you to Praying Pastors. we feel here at the Spirit Alive Praise, the Spirit Alive Network, that it is very important that we keep in constant communication with our Father God through prayer. And with everything that we see going on in the world today, we know that prayer is truly needed, but we still believe that prayer changes things. So before we start this prayer meeting in earnest, I will have a word of prayer and ask God's blessings upon us. Dear Lord, we come before your throne of grace just thanking you for this opportunity to come out to stand together as a family, to stand in the gap for your people all over this world. Father God, we just pray that your Holy Spirit just move upon us, and we pray according to your Spirit, Lord God, so that we can effectively make change, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for every listener, every hearer of these prayers. We pray, Lord, that they will be blessed, they will be encouraged, oh Lord. And if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, Lord, we pray that they would come to you and make you their Lord and Savior. Bless our anointed servant leaders here, Lord, as they stand in the gap. Bless their families, oh God, and just bless them for their love and their care and their obedience. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Once again, saints of God, this is our prayer time. And before we begin, we do have some special prayer requests that I am going to be just asking that we all keep lifted up throughout the week. We here at Spirit Alive, we are standing with the family of Jalen Parker, who was fatally shot and killed last week in Akron, Ohio. And now Akron, Ohio has been issued a state of emergency and a citywide curfew is in place. This young man was shot over 60 times by 8 police officers. So we most definitely want to be praying for the Parker family for the city of Akron, Ohio at large. Also, we have been asked to pray for the citizens of Highland Park, Illinois. Today, 6 people were killed and dozens were wounded after a gunman opened fire from a rooftop during a 4th of July parade. And so now a massive manhunt is out for the persons of interest. Minister Tina Brown has asked us to pray for her dear friend Annette and her husband, whom was severely beaten while he was working on his post at the UPS in the UPS warehouse. A young man who was on drugs got through and beat this older gentleman within the inches of his life, while other employees stood by and looked on, getting their pictures for Facebook and TikTok. So we've been asked to keep that family lifted up. So I'm asking that everyone keep these situations lifted up, because we as a family have had family members ask us to pray. So right now we're going to start. We're gonna ask our bishop to open us up in prayer in a mighty way, because we need prayer and we need prayer right now. Brother Bishop, won't you please come forth? And we do pray according to the word here, and we will be teaching. So, you know, you might want to get a pad and something to write with and write on, and please retrieve your Bibles, because we pray the word. So, Bishop, won't you please come forth and share with us what the Lord has laid on your heart for tonight?
Well, right now, what God has called me to focus on is his hedge of protection around his people that he has called before the foundation of the world. So those who do not yet know God as their Heavenly Father and do not know Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as their Master, will be, and they are, under God's protection right now. God's hedge of protection is around them. God's angels are encamped about them. And what we all need to know is that the realm of the devil only has one-third of the angelic hosts working on behalf of the devil. And God has two-thirds of the angelic hosts working on his behalf and on your behalf. And so when we pray, we are praying with conviction and knowledge that God is protecting his people. And these are people who know they are his now and are in relationship with him now. These are people who think they might be in relationship with him now and are coming to a greater knowledge of the truth so that they can walk into an active relationship with God. And then these are people who yet know God as their Heavenly Father because they have not yet come in contact with his Son, Jesus Christ, and made him their Master. And so the Bible promises that those, all those who diligently seek after God will find him. That is a promise from God. And what that means is whatever you might be, wherever you might be searching for God diligently now, God promises you will find him, which means that at some point you have to come in contact with a child of God who is going to introduce you to God's Son, Jesus Christ, so you can make him your Master and you can enter into relationship with God Almighty through his Son, Jesus Christ. And so when I pray tonight, what I'm praying for is for all of us to pray for God's people in war zones, God's people in hostile situations, God's people in places of famine, and God's people in places of favor, God's people in places of celebration, God's people in places of rest, that they're able to acknowledge God's presence wherever they are. Because whether you're in jail, whether you are in an arena, whether you are in the house of God, whether you are in your own house, God is there with you.
And yes,
it's the presence of God that we have to learn how to abound in and revel in and allow that to be enough so that we don't get despondent when we should be rejoicing. And I want us to understand that we glory in tribulation because we know that tribulation worketh patience, and patience worketh experience, and experience worketh hope, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. And it's that love of God, that love for God, that allows us to love ourselves, that allows us to love others, and that love protects us and guards us and empowers us and strengthens us. So when we pray, we want to focus on God's provision for God's people. And as Jesus Christ did, I'm not praying for anybody else. I'm praying for those people who God has called before the foundations of the world to enter into relationship with him. And I want us to focus on those people because God is focused on those people. The other
people,
God knows, are not going to submit to his Son, Jesus Christ, as their Master. And so that would be me wasting prayers. And I'm not doing that tonight. Heavenly Father,
amen.
I thank you, of your Son, Jesus Christ, for all that you have given to your children. Father, I thank you for the protection that we walk in. I thank you for the hedge of protection that you have about us. I thank you for your angels encamped about us. I thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit within us. And I thank you for you empowering the ministers of reconciliation, each and every born-again Christian, to reach out to those who they come in contact with regularly, to draw them into the kingdom of God through your Son, your kingdom, through your Son. And I thank you for you allowing them to walk into the fullness of that relationship, knowing the true value of their soul and understanding their value to you and understanding how they are a part of your big plan of creating the heavenly kingdom of many nations and that they are going to commit to working with you to draw others to you through your son, Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for the love that you have allowed us to have with you and for you. And Father, I thank you for the love that you've extended to us even while we were your enemies. Father, I thank you for you allowing us to have a heart that submits to you and receives the forgiveness from you so that we can extend that forgiveness to others and we can be free. God, I thank you on this Independence Day that celebrates freedom to be a time of freedom for each and every individual who hears this broadcast to know that you have called them to be free from mental distress, from physical distress, from financial distress, from emotional distress.
Yes, Lord.
From spiritual distress. And you have called them to enter into abundance, and you have called them to enter into peace. You've called them to enter into purpose through connecting with your plan to create a heavenly kingdom of many nations. Father, I thank you for you allowing us to embrace the breadth and the depth and the height and the width of your kingdom in its
fullness.
Allow us to see things spiritually and regard no man or woman or child according to the flesh, but regard each and every person that we come in contact with according to the Spirit. Father, I thank you for you allowing us to see their soul and see the value of their soul and draw them into relationship with you because they are valuable to you. Father, I thank you for you teaching us how to love ourselves better. I thank you for you teaching us how important we are to you. Father, I thank you for you allowing us to teach others how important they are to you and how much you love them. Father, I thank you for you giving us a heart for others that is genuine. Father, I thank you for you allowing us to intentionally deliver others into a place of freedom so that they can walk in and out of your presence and know that when they go out, it's with the purpose of drawing others in to your presence.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I thank you for you allowing us to know that even when we're freely going out, you're with us. And Father, I thank you for allowing us to know that when we come into your presence, we're to come with those others that you've called before the foundations of the world, God. Father, I thank you for how you've made it so that we are not circumstance conditioned, but we are transformed as we renew our mind to your word. Father, I thank you for how you've exalted your word above your name. And Father, how you have let us know exactly what we need to do by disclosing all of your purposes and will and intent in your word. Father, I thank you for you giving us a desire to seek and value and treasure your word to the extent that we meditate on your word continually so that we understand what we're doing. We understand our relationship with you. We understand our value to you. Father, I thank you for you allowing us to come into a full understanding of how important we are to you in that we're the ones who are making this heavenly kingdom of many nations become a reality through our obedience and our submission to you in your word. Father, I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, and all that he accomplished at Calvary for us to pay for our sins with his perfect blood, to pay for our physical wholeness with his broken body. And Father, I thank you for the awesome example of true love and humility and submission that you have allowed him to be to us so that we can learn to love one another the way that your son, Jesus Christ, loved us. And as we love him, you love us. Father, I thank you for your structural wholeness and for the reality of how you've made all things work together for our good so that it does not matter whether it's good, great, ugly, or bad, but you cause all of those circumstances to work together for our good. God, give us a heart to see how you are causing even the worst situation to work together for the good of your people who are called before the foundations of the world. Father, I thank you for you protecting your people and for you elevating your people and allow them to walk into their full position, their full authority, so that they can operate in the fullness of the power that you have placed within them. Allow us to understand that we are the church. We are your dwelling place, God.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Allow that to be us so that we are no longer taking it till we make it. Father, allow us to be your children in the earth today. I thank you for this right now. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Jesus. All right, Mother Mitchell, would you come forth and tell us what you're going to be praying about and pray, please?
I'm going to be praying about and using one of my favorite scriptures. I have so many over the long life and years of myself. But I want to pray for the mothers and daughters and fathers and sons in light of all the horrific things that's happening in the world today, from COVID-19 up and down the whole realm of things. Because these things are not brought on by God. They are man-made, and they are God's who will place these things in order and get rid of them in his time and in his season. And I wanted to say a few words around one of my favorite scriptures in 2 Timothy. It says, Paul, and by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm going to go on down to verse 7, and this is the part I've always loved. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So, you know, when we see so much going on around us, we do not have to fear and be afraid and run here helter-skelter looking for peace of mind and peace of this and talking to others and wanting things to be on TikTok and all the social medias, and so we can get 15 minutes of I don't know what they're looking for, 15 minutes of admiration for taking a picture, I guess. I don't know. But that is not what God wants from us. He wants us to be steadfast and unmovable. Mothers like Lois and grandmother Eunice and mother Lois, grandmother and Eunice's mother, love your children, male or female. Love them and raise them up in the way that they should go. Walk with them and talk with them and love on them. You don't have to do anything else, and they will turn out all right, because God says it right here. He did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and sound mind. That's all they need to be okay. So just stick with them and do the best you do, the very best for them, and they will be okay. I can promise you that that's what God's word says. And,
amen.
And sisters and brothers, love one another. Fathers, love your sons and daughters. Grandmothers and aunties and cousins, love one another. Don't be so fast to bring everybody down to a horrible level, because it does no good. And if you're going to worry about everything that goes in this world, on in this world, don't worry about praying to God Almighty. He will not hear you. Because if you're going to worry, no need to pray. No need at all to pray. Worrying does not change anything. It's a fruitless, it bears no fruit for anyone if all you're going to do is worry. You would be better off dropping down on your knees and praying to God the Father and to God the Son and to God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And ask him for help and guidance instead of sitting around wringing your hands and worrying and scared to leave your home. So I just pray that I said something that someone heard that will help them to not be so afraid, and that they will be and do what God wants us to be, strong and mighty and courageous in the Lord. That's all he wants is us. We have nothing else to give him.
Amen.
But ourselves. So I just thank God for it all, and I thank God for my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to ask that we're all lifting our voices up in prayer. So if you are in the studio with us tonight, we've heard from several servant leaders right now, but if you are in the house tonight and you would like to lift your voice up in prayer, maybe God has laid something on your heart to actually pray about and just ask him to talk to him about. So if you are, if you will kindly press your 1 on your keypad, that will let me know that you would also like to lift your voice to the Lord in prayer with us tonight. Amen. Unless you are a member of Spirit Alive, because I will be coming to everybody in Spirit Alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Pastor Vanessa, ma'am, we're ready for you, doll. Good evening, Pastor Vanessa.
Oh, good evening. I think that I thought I got disconnected. That's why. But, I did want to pray. I was heavy today, and I didn't even realize half of the things that had happened until you mentioned them, Apostle Cook. But I know one thing that came to me was in Colossians 4:1, how Paul was encouraging. Chapter 4, this is one verse, and it's in verse 3. He said, don't forget to pray. Well, in verse 2, he said, don't be weary in prayer. Keep at it. Watch for God's answers. And remember to be thankful when they come. That's it. That's the scripture I'm going to read. But I know that when we pray and there's a level of intercession, we should expect answers. We should expect comfort and strength and insight and whatever else God wants to give us to pray.
Yes.
And many times when we begin to pray, that's when things get shook up to the top.
Yes.
And some of those things that get shook up to the top are dross, and it's not pretty. It's actually can be very disturbing, but God is working. And it's just like what Bishop Carver said, and Mother Mitchell as well, praying for parents and things. There's always tons of stuff to pray for. But I want to pray for prayer, and I want to pray for servant leaders.
Thank you.
I truly believe that as servant leaders, even though we see so much terrific time, it is an opportune time for God to use us the way that he would like to use us. We need to be encouraging one another. We need to be praying and covering one another, however God leads, and working alongside one another even more so. So iron sharpens iron. I truly believe that. And that means that we are to finish, not just finish, but if God is telling you to start something or assignment, please do it. And God will give you the resources. As a word of encouragement also, but I'm going to pray for those who are true intercessors. They may be in the closet right now. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a way where they have not really come out. They know that God has called them to intercession. But for such a time as this, we need all intercessors to be on the front line like never before, only because it allows God's purposes to be done in the earth and intercede spiritually, but we also are going to intercede in the natural. Many intercessors, I got this a long time ago. God said, I've called you to intercede spiritually, but I've also called you to be an intercessor in the natural. Now, you got to know what that looks like for you. And I had to get in a place where I had to learn, and I'm still learning, depending on the season and the time, that how God has me in the right place at the right time, knowing that he's orchestrating me to be at the right time. So just like what said tonight, there's no time for fear. We have not, he hasn't given us that spirit of fear, but a power of love and soundness of mind. And so as we begin to pray, we pray not in the place where we're being super spiritual and we don't even understand the things we pray. First of all, we pray the word and we listen to what God is continuously saying to us, even after we get out of that prayer closet, get off of our knees, or get in that place where sometimes I pray a lot in my car. But even after I get out of my car and I could be in the middle of my job, he is still talking to me about the things that I prayed about.
Amen.
So I truly believe that God has a lot to say. So I'm just going to pray. And I thank you, Lord, just filling us all up with thanksgiving, that there's so much to be thankful for, that we lift your name above every name. And I thank you, Lord, because of what your name means, you are more than enough for us. And help us, Lord, today for those of us that are being drawn close to you in a place of intimacy. We may not know you the way we used to. And I truly believe that there are some on assignment that are being called in places of intimacy that are making them very uncomfortable. But God is saying, there's only one way for you to know me in this way. And so you got to go through this. So I thank you, Lord, today for those intercessors, those who are going through tests and trials, hard places, places of really developing growth and purity and excellence of spirit. You're dealing with us in those hard places to break them up so we can get compassionate.
Lord,
I truly believe we're in the season that God is birthing compassion in the body of Christ. It's a lot of horrific things happening. But I believe God is birthing compassion. And as Apostle Cook prayed before we got on the line, God said, I am birthing compassion.
Yes.
There needs to be more compassion in the body of Christ to move. What happened when Jesus began to be in places of compassion? Miracles happened. So I just thank you, Lord, today that when you had compassion with those people, when you fed the 5,000, when you fed 2,000, you fed them from a loaf and fishes, and you multiplied it. I thank you, Lord, today because the compassion moved on your heart for the people. And I think that a lot of my tears today were because for a place of God breaking up fallow ground, but as well cultivating new places of compassion so that those things can be poured out. How we teach, how we preach, how we evangelize, how we prophesy, how we minister, whether we're feeding the poor or whether we're teaching a lesson, even in school, if we're a teacher, where we're teaching small children, where we're teaching parents, I believe there's a level of compassion that God has not seen yet, and he wants to see that in us, in those in the body of Christ. And as we unite, I thank you, Lord, today, that you will show us what compassion looks like, what mercy as well looks like, to be merciful, to be compassionate in our families like never before. I was crying out today for families. My family, as well as other people's families, because that is something that the enemy is after for real. And as we see him tear up families and try to redefine to us what family is, where there's no truth and there's false truth, people are buying it. And because they don't know any better. So I thank you, Lord, for truth rising up right now and those who are interceding. I pray for those who are in it. Strengthen them, Lord. Give them clarity, Father God. Give them boldness even as well, to come out and do what you have told them to do. I believe that there are those who are called to pray over certain sections of our city, to pray over our city at the state buildings and different places where they know that there's corruptions in our neighborhood and even as a place on our jobs and everything else. You can feel sometimes evil. I used to, there was a time in my life that I would wake up certain times of the night or even in the day, and I could feel evil rising, like the temperature.
Yes.
I could feel it. And I began to ask, Lord, what do I do? What do I do with that? I don't want to be afraid to, you know, even wake, you know, to go outside the door or whatever. He said, you begin to pray like never before, fervently.
Yeah.
You could feel the evil.
Yeah. Come on now.
I just thank you, Lord, today that as you make us sensitive to the elements of this world, that we know that we're more than conquerors. When we go into the grocery store, when we go to schools, wherever we are, we know, Lord, first of all, you protect us, but second of all, our presence makes a difference. And as change agents, that we begin to speak peace and we begin to speak confusion to any plot that the enemy is trying to release in this earth, even as it pertains to the occult, even as it pertains to new ageism and all these different things that people think are harmless, but they're not. And I thank you, Lord, especially when it comes to the minds of our children and the innocent people just walking around that don't know you. I do thank you, Lord, today that there be more of the lost drawn in. I do thank you,
yes,
Lord, today
Lord.
For those who are called to the gospel to draw those who are lost and to let those know who are in the house of God, who are in the body of Christ, that you have a work to do and that don't get weary in well-doing. Don't forget to pray. Don't think that your prayers are falling flat. Begin to get in a teachable place, especially in intercession where God can begin to teach you how to pray and not fret.
Yes.
Don't
yes,
pray
Lord.
In a place of anxiety.
Me,
don't
Lord.
Pray in a place of restlessness, but pray in a place of
yes.
peace and confidence, knowing
yes.
and in a place of faith. And we have to unlearn, Lord, how not to be anxious and how not to be fearful.
Yes.
And we look at these things head on, but how do you see them? Give us your eyes. Give us your ears, give us your heart, and give us your sensitivity, Lord, and help us know that we already have those things and know how to access them and use them for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. All right. We are praying, praying, praying. Now, we do have many who are sitting in the that are sitting in the sanctuary with us tonight. If you would like to raise your voice in prayer, if the Lord is, the Holy Spirit is pressing upon you to lift your voice and stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over the world, we want you to know that you're welcome. Hallelujah. There are no big eyes or little U's here. We're all in the family of God, and we
Amen.
All can pray. We are just, right now I'm going to call forth Apostle Zeta Flowers, and we are still standing with the Apostle during the loss of the transition of her dear friend, Sister Alta, and we're praying for Sister Alta's family. So I'm going to call the Apostle forth so she can bring us her rendering, her scripture, whatever the Holy Spirit has in her. Hallelujah. She will now come forth with that. Apostle, Mother Apostle.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we are thankful that the Lord has blessed and our dear sister has gone to be with the Lord. We know where she is, so that brings about consolation. But we're really thankful for those that reached out to us during that time. And thank you, Apostle Cook, for your prayers. I know they were steady because
yes, ma'am.
I could feel them. And it wasn't easy, but, you know, God didn't promise us that things would be. So
Amen.
we just go with God, and we allow him to help us through it. We allow him to be in the plans and everything. And then when we look to him, everything does turn out all right.
Yes.
Because when we look to him according to his plans and not what we think or what others think or even with the family of the deceased, but when we look to him, God gives us the answers.
Yes, he
and
does.
And then things work
does.
Out.
Yes,
and in this situation, in this case, things worked out. There was conflict. There was a lot of things going on during that time. And, you know, and you pray with families. You try to instill hope in them, love in them. But, you know, in trusting God and just praying and believing him and asking him to help them, he does. And when the homegoing happened, which was last Friday, and then I was asked to go back again and do the committal. She was buried on Wednesday this past week. Everything went well. The family that were in conflict sat at the same table.
Amen.
There was peace.
Amen.
The deceased
mm-hmm.
one's son
mm-hmm.
accepted the Lord Jesus Christ that very day. So, you know, our trust just must be in God. No matter how complex things are, or how complex they look, sometimes they aren't as complex as they are. It just appears that way because that's how Satan works. He wants to make us think that things are worse than what they are. So my heart tonight, I know someone else had the same thinking about families.
All right. All right.
My heart is really with the families because, you know, that's what Satan tries to do is come in and tear down the family unit.
Yes. Yes.
And so we need to be on guard. And when we see these situations, we need to be in prayer. And I'm not just talking about the situation that we had just recently, but families breaking up, wives leaving husbands, husbands leaving wives, children fighting and feuding with their parents,
mm-hmm.
parents, mm-hmm. You know, abusing their children, physically abusing them. And we just need to be aware that these things are happening and that we do have a place in lifting these things up to God in prayer, not only just praying, but knowing what he will do.
Mm-hmm.
He promised to answer our prayers no matter what they are, what we come to him with, he will answer. And so we just have to, you know, realize that, know that. Those that that are families that are torn apart or broken up and things like that, when we go to them, we can go to them with scripture. We can go to them letting them know really who God is. And he cares about them. He loves them. He died for them. And let them know that there is one that cares about you, cares about your whole family, loves all of you, and he wants you to love one another and to be in harmony with one another. So, you know, now we know that things are worse to see them as far as families. Families used to bind themselves together more and want to be together. Now we're seeing much different. Children wanting to leave home before they're really ready. Parents putting their kids out before they should be. And all kinds of things. But God is able. He's more than
yes,
able.
He is.
And that's where we come in to let them know that, to, you know, invite them to service if they're not going. Spend time with them in prayer. Counsel them.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
all of these things matter in bringing harmony and peace within a family. We're to be
mm-hmm.
peacemakers whenever we can. If we can bring peace in a family, then, you know, that's a blessing. And in doing so, we can let them know that God is a God of peace, you know. He brings
yes,
about
yes.
peace.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know, he can say, peace be still. And there will
be peace. That's
right.
Come on.
We also can raise our hand up and say, peace be still.
Amen.
And find peace and see peace within a home or wherever the conflict is, wherever things are.
Amen. Say that.
All
right.
We can get ourselves involved in there. And no,
right.
we should not have fear. You know, if we really are with God, if we're really walking with God, if we have really truly turned our lives over to him, then we're not going to walk in fear. We're going to know that we don't need to. There's no need to be fearful.
That's right. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So, amen, Apostle.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Sight. Yes.
And then in our prayers with them, we need to not only be expecting a change ourselves, but allowing them to know that, you know, we're praying, but we're going to also believe God that he is going mm-hmm. to make a change in your situation.
Amen.
And anyway, I'll pray now. Father God, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, lifting up families everywhere, lifting
yes,
up
Lord
husbands
God.
And wives, lifting up yes. the entire family unit, asking, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way. In the
yes.
mighty name of Jesus, that you would touch, that you would mend those that have broken hearts, that you would minister to their needs, hallelujah. And as we minister to them, Lord, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would give us the words to say, the words to speak into them, hallelujah, give them what they need in the way of counseling, not what somebody else thinks they need, but to really get to the heart of the matter with them and only do what you say to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Only
yes.
speak
Hallelujah.
The words that you give. Provide the scriptures that you want them to have.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you because I have seen you move in these situations.
Yes,
and I've seen
Lord.
The
yes.
turnout. I've
yes.
seen the turnaround. I've seen the change. Hallelujah. I've
yes.
seen husbands going back and loving their wives and wives loving
yes,
them
Lord.
And accepting
yes.
them
yes,
and forgiving
yes,
them.
Can.
Forgiving
can
one another.
It.
Children coming
yes.
back and saying, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God.
Thank
I've,
you,
I've
Jesus.
I've experienced it in my own life. One of my sons was not speaking to me for quite a while. For quite a while. And now he is.
Mm-hmm.
Through prayer. Not only my own, but others as well. We're praying.
Yes.
Now he's speaking to me. Again. Praise God. And so, and God uses certain things to bring people back together to bring about, reconciliation, but to
yeah.
also bring back relationships, to mend relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've seen. And so there's no reason to stop praying now, but to continue praying for families, that God will strengthen them, that he will build up their relationships, so he will bind them together in love, and that they will walk with him, that they will serve him, that they will live for him, because this is what is needed. So I thank God for this time. I thank the Lord for an opportunity to pray.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
We do. We do need more and more intercessors.
Yes, we
People
do,
People just
Jesus.
Trusting God,
yes.
believing him, and going into prayer so that the needs will be met.
Yes.
So things will be changing. Amen.
Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle.
Yes.
Oh, what beautiful words of encouragement and prayers we have been having on tonight. Once again,
yes.
I don't want to leave any stone unturned. I want to give the Holy Spirit every opportunity to move. So if you are sitting in our sanctuary and you have a prayer request, or you are sitting in our chat room and have a prayer request, please let your request be known. If you're in the studio, just press 1 on your keypad, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. And if you
or in our chat room, simply type your prayer request and I will relay it to the saints. All right, area code 510, last four digits, 9048. Good evening. What is your prayer or prayer request? Amen. Good evening. Area code 510-9048. You're in the war room.
This is Sister Diane. I'm just asking for prayer.
Okay. Amen, sis.
Amen.
All right, Sister Diane. God bless you, darling.
God bless you.
Go ahead, sis. We're listening.
Okay. I'm just asking for prayer of some things I have to say and go through. But I'm just continue to pray for me and pray for my nerves, because something I went through with my nerves is kind of a little bad about that.
All right,
situation.
My beautiful sister.
And I'm jumping.
We got you covered, sis.
So just keep me in prayer. So I thank God for working a miracle yesterday.
Amen.
And, more I think about it, I get excited. So it was like somebody
thank
came
you.
Out of nowhere to help me. My dog leash was tangled up in the wheel of my scooter. And the man didn't speak no English or nothing, and he just came, rode up on his bike, and wanted to help me. And I don't see where he came from. I don't know where he came from. I just said it's just like an angel unaware, you know.
Amen.
And he undid it for me. And,
man.
And this. It was just number God, and you know, and I think I can't tell you where he went, but I just thank
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah! It's all right. He's a miracle worker.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Well, my I'm going to pray, and what I'm praying for tonight is peace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." And then Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
Yes.
So most gracious and heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace tonight, just praying for your peace. Lord God, I pray against that spirit of fear and doubt and discouragement and depression, Father God. Because you have just said, let not our hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Father God, I pray that your people who are called by your name would truly trust and believe in your holy word. So we would not worry about anything, but in everything we would come to you with prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. Knowing that when we come to you, Father God, you will hear our prayers. And you will answer them so that peace, your peace, God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds in perfect peace through Jesus. Father God, I just pray right now that all your believers, as much as possible, would truly live peaceably with all men. Will we truly accept one another, love one another? Hallelujah. Put aside the pride, the fears, the anger, the pettiness, Father God, and truly live in peace and follow peace and holiness, because, Father, without those things, we won't be able to see you. So, Lord, I'm praying for that peace, peace in our bodies, peace in our minds, peace in our spirits, peace, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We need your peace, but we also need that trust that will give us that peace. We need that expectancy, Father God, that will give us that peace. We need that kind of faith that will give us that peace. Nothing is too hard for you, Father God. And you said in your holy word that you're not a man that you should lie, nor a son of man that you should repent. Everything you've ever told us, God, you've done. You always win. You never fail. You can do everything but fail. And just knowing that, Father God, gives me a peace Just knowing that, yeah. Father God, should give us a blessed assurance. Just knowing that, Father God, should have us lifting up holy hands and praising you all the more, giving you all
yeah.
the more glory, giving you all the more honor. Father
yeah.
God, it should cause us to want to live our lives even more for you, share you, tell
yeah.
the world about who you are,
glory
so that
God.
They too might have peace, so that they too, hallelujah, might enjoy your blessed benefits
yeah.
and assurances. Lord God, I just pray in the name of Jesus for all these folk that are confused in their minds. They hear voices, Lord, that are not of you. Lord, we pray for them tonight. We pray for the resources and we pray for the acknowledgement, Father God, that it's real. It is. The struggle is real, Lord God. There are people that need help, Father God, and need to be monitored and need proper medication, Father God. We're praying for everyone who is involved in that process. Lord, the mental health
yeah.
industry needs an overhaul. It needs a lot of help. And, Lord, we know that you know how to lead it and guide it to the right place. Father God, I pray right now for those that are locked away in their minds. They're in bondage. They're in turmoil because they don't know you. I pray that on tonight they would hear us praying for them simply because we know that without you, Lord God, there is no hope. You are the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
And nobody will see God without acknowledging who you are, without bowing to your sovereignty, without, Lord God, giving you all the honor and the glory and the praise. So, Lord, let your peace fall. Let your love fall. Let your people come together in a way and let a revival, hallelujah, break out in our spirits in a way that we will love and live and serve you and you alone, and we can do it in peace. Father
yes,
God, I
Lord.
Pray this and all other things in your holy and righteous Son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Saint. We want to thank you for joining all the mighty servant leaders in the prayer room on tonight. We just praise God for Bishop Lester and Pastor Vanessa Carver, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Zeta Flowers. We will continue to pray for you, Sister Diane. Hallelujah. And we know that God is able.
Yeah.
And we want to thank all of you who came out tonight to stand with us in agreement in prayer. So we just want to thank you. We want to say God bless you. Continue to have a beautiful and blessed evening. We pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night. And God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network.
Amen.
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 I love you, family.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you.
Good night.
Love you.
Amen. Good night.